Welcome to the Net Mums Podcast, where real parenting conversations happen. I'm your host, JB Gill.
And I'm Louise Burke from Net Mums. How are you doing, JB?
Oh, it's been a little while, hasn't it, Louise?
I know, I logged on today and I was like, it's like we haven't done this for ages, but we were in a studio, weren't we, the other week, so that was quite fun.
We were. It was very nice, actually. Quite nice to have a different setting, a different surrounding. But for me, I don't know about you, but I'm just in the middle of end of term madness.
Tell me about it. There's just an event
and another event and another event and another event, day after day after day.
It's the July overwhelm for sure.
There's just so much going on. But yeah, do you know what? It's nice for me. It's the end of an era because Ace is in year six.
Yes, same.
He's leaving primary school. Same. He's going to secondary school. And honestly, I don't know where the time's gone.
It has flown, hasn't it? So this week is going to be my last week sort of dropping off, picking up around primary. And yeah, I'm not sure how I'm going to feel about it.
Yeah, it's a lot. There's been lots of tears, but also a bit of happiness as well, I think.
On to new things, new beginnings.
Exactly.
So let's go into our guest today. Our next guest is no stranger to you, because for the last 15 years, she has lived much of her life very openly in the public eye. Millions of people have watched her life unfold on TV, in magazines, across social media. Yeah, you'd have had to have lived under a rock to miss our next guest. But however, with a new book out now, she's sharing a very different story to the one that you might expect. This isn't a story of fame, glamour, but a very raw, deeply emotional story about motherhood. And she writes about the overwhelming joy of becoming a mum, the realities of those early days that so many parents quite quietly struggle through, but also the unimaginable heartbreak of losing a child and the incredible strength it's taken to keep her going.
Yeah, I mean, for me, what really struck me reading it was that it does exactly what it says on the tin. We'll reveal the title a bit later, but it's simply a story of a mum, you know, a mum who's incredibly proud of both of her daughters. She's lived through unimaginable pain and loss herself, but she's also found the courage to speak openly about grief and healing and what it's like managing the two alongside each other. And I think there are going to be countless parents listening and seeing parts of themselves in this conversation that we're about to have, whether that's navigating loss. I've got friends who've had similar sort of experiences or struggling with anxiety, which I'm sure every parent can relate to, or simply just trying to keep going for the sake of your children.
Yeah, so it's worth mentioning now before we begin, it's just a gentle note that today's conversation includes discussions around baby loss, birth trauma and grief. And we know these experiences can be deeply personal. So if this is difficult for you, please listen when the time feels right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's time to welcome our guest, which is television personality, author, and most importantly, mum of two, Lauren Goodyear. Lauren.
Hi, guys.
It's so good to have you with us. Welcome.
Hello, thank Lauren.
Hi, how are you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm good. Busy, busy, and literally just listening then. What is with this school? There's an event every day.
Trust me.
It's silly season. Forget summer season. It's silly season.
Right? No, literally, I cannot keep up. Like, thank God for the mum group in WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Because I would not have a clue. There's no uniform today. And it's assembly. So after this, I'm running around and I've got to go to school, which is amazing. She's only in reception.
Yeah.
But I'm a newer primary school mum. So this is my first year.
Yes. Because she's five this month. She's a young one of the year.
Yeah. She's the youngest in the school.
Oh, excellent.
So she's a baby. She looks the oldest. She's so tall, confident, funny, great personality. But I'm the new one. I'm learning it all, this school.
How has she found the year?
When we first started, I'll be honest, she just turned four. We'd just been on lovely holidays. Didn't want to go to school. She was like, Mum, there's no toys. I want to play with dolls. There's no boxes of toys. I'm like, I know, but you know, you're getting bigger now. And she has come on so well. Like now she gets ready. There's no problem. She's got a little friend. I had a friend over on Saturday. Playdates, that's all I do, is constant weekend playdates.
Look after other people's kids. Yeah.
Bring everyone in. I don't let her go to anyone else's. I like everyone to come here. But yeah, she's doing amazing. She's settled. And I feel like year one is going to be a shock because it is full on work. Yeah. But she's doing great. And, you know, well, I'm really proud of her. So it's actually her birthday party on Friday.
Are you prepared?
Yeah, I'm going to a venue. Can I tell you, I've got a DJ, face painter.
I was just about to say, tell me what a Towie kid's birthday party looks like.
It's more like my party.
It's like a wedding, isn't it?
One of those big balloon garland things.
There's entertainment, there's singers, there's DJs, there's face painter, Bucks Castle. I've even got like an ice cream car. Someone bringing an ice cream cake stand.
Wow.
She's only 5. But I don't know why I'm setting myself up for this, because what we're going to do for our 16th?
I know.
Can we come? That's what I'm
saying. Yeah. Even next year. Can I have you there to perform, please?
I'll see what I can do.
That would be great.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, but I'm really excited.
Lauren, I wanted to talk. Obviously, we're speaking to you today because you've got your book out most recently. So your book, Mum of Two, talks about your journey into motherhood. And you became a mum to daughter, LaRose, whose birthday is on Friday.
Yes.
Happy birthday, LaRose.
Thank you.
5 years ago. And let's talk about that moment when you became a mum and LaRose came into your life. And that time, I think, you know, it's always a good question to ask, because I think everyone remembers that moment when you first hold that baby in your arms.
Amazing, yeah.
How did that feel for you?
I've always been very maternal. I'm godmother to 3 children. I actually used to go and see my friends for their kids, really, because they just make me happy. I actually prefer kids to adults. They're so much more fun. I fell pregnant we was in and out of COVID lockdown, which was a little bit difficult because being a first-time mum, I was with the dad at the time. He couldn't join the scans and things like that. So I had to do quite a lot of it on my own. Not all of them, but I think the hospital ones, I definitely had to go on my own. But the pregnancy was amazing. I had an amazing pregnancy. And I did a home birth, naturally.
Yes, I was reading that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, how did you feel about all of that?
Loved it. It was the best experience ever. At home, my living room, with my midwife. Then we had another midwife that came in. But it was really funny because it was a 7-hour labour for my first, drug-free.
Yeah.
We actually ran out of gas and air. So I don't know how I did this. I don't know how I did it, but I remember standing up, and that was how the rose came out. And I held her, and I was just crying so much, because I was just like, this is amazing. It's just perfect, beautiful.
Well, exhilarating, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's I can't. You know, everyone says, oh, it's the best thing in the world. It generally is the best thing in the world. Like, isn't it? Becoming a parent.
Unbeatable.
And I stayed in my bubble. I don't think I went out the door for 2 weeks, over 2 weeks.
I love that moment. I know everyone has their own experiences, but for me, like that early moment is like a parallel universe, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember the same even for me as well. I stayed at home for about, at least 10 days to almost 2 weeks.
Mm. You don't want to go. You don't want to be anywhere else. Mm. Yeah, at home, literally World War III could have been ran off outside, and I wouldn't have cared because my whole world was in my house. And it was just a really happy time, even with, you know, my partner, her dad. We just loved it. I just got it straight away. I enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it. I found newborn stage the easiest.
Yeah.
Right.
I loved it.
I would agree. Yeah. I love the newborn stage.
It's so easy.
I know it's slightly different for a man as it is for a woman.
Of course, but you're still
there.
And did you get up in the night?
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah. My wife had an emergency cesarean, yes. So it's very different typicals to your birth. But yeah. I think as a result of that, I didn't do the feeding because she did breastfeed, you know, as you did. Yeah. But I did a lot of the nappy changing and a lot of the heavy lifting purely because obviously physically she wasn't in the position do that.
Yeah.
So actually that really helped me as sort of man in the situation, because sometimes you can feel a bit of a spare part.
Just being there by person, because it is quite scary when you have your first baby. You've got to look after this little human, you know, and they're tiny and, you know, it is nice. I remember me and her dad literally stayed together. He didn't work for 2 weeks. We had visitors, but you don't actually want any visitors. You just want to be on your own, but you have to, because everyone wants a big baby.
Yeah.
And after this, like, sort of very sort of cocoony 2 week phase, some of the magic not wears off, but like the reality of like monotony the breastfeeding, the nappy changing, the fact that your body might feel a bit different, the tiredness.
Yeah.
And how did you find all that phase?
When I look back, I just found it. I just loved it. I know it probably sounds a bit like, but I really enjoyed it. I found what I enjoyed, and I literally was, do you know, I actually moved house when she was 3 weeks old. So I moved.
Wow.
And crazy. Went into this house, but I was just so excited. I really did enjoy it. And I didn't really have many issues at all.
Was there anything that surprised you once she actually arrived even?
God, surprised me. I just remember not putting her down hardly ever, and people saying, got to put her down. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. I breastfeed. They want to feed every 30 minutes. You know, like, it's like, I forgot about me. There was a lot of pajama days. And I think I'm so used to getting up, getting ready, which in the last year or two, couple of years now, I've got me back a little bit. But you do lose yourself, I will say that.
Yeah.
You don't care about anything else.
Well, you become so selfless, don't you?
Literally.
You become like.
I did a few shoots and things like that, but I really took a step back from work and I just enjoyed being mum.
Yeah.
So I wanted her with me. I didn't really want to not be about her.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time at home.
Yeah. And also, but then let's go on a bit further down the line, because 11 months later, you were pregnant again.
No, 7 weeks later.
Oh my God. Sorry.
11, yeah. There's 11 months between them. Yeah. That's where you've got that. Yeah, I fell pregnant quite soon.
Wow.
It must have been about 8 weeks. A couple months.
Wow. Lauren.
I know. So that was difficult, because pregnancy isn't great. Some days are quite hard. You feel sick, really tired. I was so exhausted, especially the early first few months. And the Rose is like, so I would have had 2 under 1, basically.
Wow.
Wow.
So, it was a lot on my body. I will say that. It took a toll. And the hormones, and I was breastfeeding, and the boobs, everything. It was just really hard, really hard to do.
I mean, I find that, I know it's been a while since I've had little babies, but considering that, I'd find that really quite difficult.
Imagine having morning sickness and got a newborn at the time, things like that. So that was really tough, but I just kept thinking of the end goal. And I really, what upsets me the most is I really wanted LaRose to have that sibling.
So maybe let's describe for listeners that aren't quite aware of your journey, and this is what sort of spurred you to write your book, isn't it? Because with your second pregnancy, it didn't quite go to plan, did it? And it was, you suffered a tragic loss after the birth.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that was with Lorena.
It was, yeah. So I'd had an amazing pregnancy in labour with LaRose. So again, we were doing a home birth. We was all set up. A little bit more stressful in my life at the time. Wasn't as smooth. And I do say all this in the book. I'm very open in my book and quite raw. I was very stressed out, and baby was fine. Great pregnancy, great bloods. Midwife popped in, but I stayed at home. And I do believe my waters broke. How they exactly the same as the rose, 3 days early. And I wasn't going into labour like I had done, you know. And I had a doula, I had a midwife. But I'm not blaming anybody at all, but I was given advice of you're more safer at home in case of infection. So I'm not a hospital person anyway, and I've just done a home birth. So I was like, I'm 100% safe at home. Baby will come. And unfortunately, I ended up being at home for 3 days. And when I finally did go into labour, my midwife was at mine and we couldn't find a heartbeat.
So I was sorry.
I was rushed in an ambulance in the nearest hospital. They wasn't expecting me. And she had just lost oxygen, so she passed.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah, terrible. The most traumatic ever. I can't explain how traumatic that was for me, because everything was fine up to that point. So you'd never expect that to happen. And was it because I was, all these things go through your head. Was it because I was at home and this and that and circumstances and support and everything else? But doctors reassured me that no, this does happen even if you're in hospital. She was exactly the same weight as the rose and everything. They was like twins.
Yeah.
Oh, bless her.
You touch on your book about having or needing a village at that time when you obviously you had the rose as well. So, managing all of that with pretty much a newborn, we'll call it, is a lot in itself. Looking back now, what support did you have at the time? And I suppose what support do you wish you had?
Do you know when I lost Serena, there was a lot of support straight away. You know, I remember her dad's family went into the annex, putting everything in the annex of Lorena's. I didn't know. I didn't even know what the right thing was to do at the time. They just decided that. I had my sister pop round with lasagna. I had my mum and dad. I say this in the book as well. My mum and dad in the same room. They broke up when I was one. So it was all, there was so much love. But what I tell you, that drifts. People drift. And I don't know what it is. And I do think people that go through a loss and grieve, people just drop off solely. And they're not actually there for you. Do you know, I still love a lot of people, but I don't speak to them anymore. Purely because I felt like in the most vulnerable, worst time of my life, it was the months after that I needed people, not the first few days, weeks, hours. I needed support. I literally wanted friends or family to go, should we move in with you? Because I broke up with her dad 5 days later. So I was in this house with no baby, no partner, and the rose was just one. That was what it was. Not even going through losing Lorena, which was, it has changed me, completely changed me and scarred me. And I've gone through so much trauma, and it was actually dealing with everything on my own. And everybody was great at the beginning. I'm not saying there wasn't, because even best friend, I did stay there, but I wanted people to come to me, and I wanted family to go, do you want to move in? Should we move in? I just wanted that love. And I felt like
support.
And because I was a mum that got up every day and showed up for LaRose, people thought, oh, she's all right. I was only being strong, that strong, because I had a daughter that needed me. She was a baby. But who was I leaning on?
I think, like, as you've just said, you went through that tragic loss of Lorena, but so much in your life was impacted as well. So you were actually dealing with the grief of your relationship. With the grief of Lorena. Maybe, I don't know that I'm speaking out of line, but your identity, yourself.
Oh, everything.
You because you were still in that new mum phase, because La Rose was only 11 months
of
old. So there's so much that's not the same, so that's changed, and not just changed, but, you know, quite dramatically and and drastically and tragically. So I can't imagine how you must have felt. But when you say it changed you so in so many ways, tell us a bit about how that's changed you.
I definitely had PTSD, severe anxiety. I was all right at the beginning because I was in this, La Rose gave me so much life and purpose. But as time went on, it was actually 2024 that I really hit a dark place. Mm-hmm. 2 years later, nearly, year and a half. You know, I struggled with socialising. I can't get in a taxi on my own. I can't get in a lift. I don't drink alcohol. Something that mm-hmm. I used to love. I sort of stopped anyway, COVID times. But you think there'd be the odd mum night out. I don't do it still to this day. Even when I filmed Howie, I've got sparkling water to cheers with and everything. And the production, obviously, all know they support me with it. I do really struggle. And even like the event filmings, I struggle with it. Like going to like places with loads of people. obviously, my job as well, like you do get packed all the time and it does give you a bit of, I'm quite insecure. And I do feel like recently, and I do say this in the book, I have grown my confidence back, but I've done that on my own and I've done that in time. And I'm still not 100% where I want to be. But it just changed me. A lot of the avenues that most people think they're normal, like I didn't go away at all till last year. And I was I had to have hypnosis. To travel, to take my daughter abroad. So she was actually free. Had a
to get on a plane.
It was the plane. It was the airport. Everyone looks at you. I struggled with it. I just didn't. I hibernate quite a lot when I lost Serena. I would spend about 10 days indoors, just, you know, with La Rose, getting out colourings and things like that, or having a friend round with a baby, things like that. But I really struggled even just go to the holiday, because not only the aeroplane, you're actually abroad. And if anything was to happen to me or La Rose, I was in fear. I was in fear before something even happened. And I think that's
so
what
my issue is. And
yeah, of the worst happening, because it did.
Mm. Yeah.
So it gave me. So anything that normal people enjoy, I thought I couldn't fit anything worse than going away and going out. You know, it's mad. I'm trying to work on that, and you know, I have been away with the show, which was my first trip, and then I took the Rose away and we had a beautiful time, and she's had 3 holidays now. It's not easy, because I do inside struggle, but I hold it in, and I'm just healing. I'm still on a healing journey.
When you mentioned before about those early days after losing Lorena, and that you had lots of people around you, you know, you had your parents in the same room, all that sort of stuff, which was great. But in terms of like professional support, and you said you struggled with your mental health and PTSD, have you had much support in terms of like mental health support or counselling?
I'll be honest with you, I run away from it. I'm a very forward person. So I don't want to talk about yesterday. What are we doing tomorrow? What is the plan? What are we going to do? How, you know, and I did try. I just started EMDR. I don't know what it stands for, but it's sort of, you know, you've probably heard of it.
Yeah, I've done it before, to be fair.
Oh, you have?
I'm
not going to rule it out. The only thing I found that did help me get on that holiday was the hypnosis. So that, because I'm not talking and because I'm not going over the past, I found that was the one that I went with.
Right.
And that's probably not the right way to deal with it. I don't know, but that is how I dealt with it. And I'll be real. the book was difficult because it brought me back and it was so detailed. And a lot of the days started, shut it, couldn't do it. I was like, no, I can't do it today. So, but I did it. And I do think it's helped in a weird way, because I block a lot out. And I've done that as a child.
So the book helped you sort of face up to
go
the reality
it,
of what
go through
happened.
It bit by bit, you know, yeah. Because the brain, I went through so much in such a short space of time that my brain, I think, just shut off to certain things to protect me. So going over it and trying to remember things, maybe let it go a little bit. Not let it go, but forgiven, understood, accepted. It's never, ever, I'm never going to ever get over it, because I'd do anything to have my daughter.
Of course.
Especially now, because LaRose is going into year one and Lorena would be starting deception. So
yeah,
I would have had this year with her. I'm getting all that.
No, not at all. It's fine, I want to understandable.
I totally understand. When I was looking at your notes, I was before the podcast.
Yeah.
What struck me is that you've got LaRose's birthday, but you've got the anniversary of Lorena
2 weeks apart.
Yeah, at the same time. And I was like, wow, that's got to be like a real busy month.
I'll be real with you. What happened was, I feel like my body and the way I dealt with it right at the beginning, I thought it was one pregnancy. I did have my baby because I had LaRose, but I obviously knew that that was the denial stage to survive, because I wouldn't have survived without LaRose.
Because grief moves in different phases, doesn't it? And the way you manage the grief varies from phase to phase.
It does.
And it's amazing what your brain can do sometimes as well. I went through a loss just before I had my second baby. And it was like 2 weeks before I gave birth, and it was my mum.
Oh, really?
And I think I just pushed it aside because I had newborn twins to look after.
Same as me.
And you just sort of deal with what's in front of you. And I'm sure, like what you said, you had to show up for LaRose every day, and to be her mum smiling when she woke up.
I never want her. It's a difficult one for me. She's getting older. She's only five. Mm-hmm. She can read. She doesn't go online, obviously. She's too young. But I've never told her. So all the baby pictures I have of Lorena, LaRose thinks it's her. She thinks, I've obviously got the tattoo, I don't know if you can see, with her ashes in. And she says, that says LaRose, even though she knows how to write her name. And this is the next thing we'll have to deal with, because I will tell her. I don't want her to grieve or feel sad. I've said, let her be a kid. So even when we do her anniversary, she thinks it's a little pre-thing for her birthday.
Of course. How do you feel about that?
It's going to change, isn't it, as she gets older, because she's not it's the anniversary of me giving birth and losing Lorena. And then, 2 weeks later is LaRose's birthday. So she's going to know soon, but I've protected her from it. So we make it fun. We go to the park, we feed animals, we let off balloons, we have a picnic, we have birthday cake. She loves it. She gets two birthday cakes, and she loves seeing her birthday. But she's never really, she's never been at an age to understand. But obviously this year was the first year I thought next year's going to be difficult. Because what are we doing, Mum? What's happy anniversary, you know? And I did share it this year, but I don't always do that on social media. And I don't know if I'm going to next year. I think I'm just going to keep it private between us or myself, or do something when she's at school. I haven't decided that yet. But my main thing is I don't want her feeling upset because she's too young. She doesn't need to feel the pain or the grief. Or listen, everybody deals with it in a different way. I have actually known somebody that they lost their daughter. I think she would have been much older now. And they've got a daughter the same age as the Rose. And they go, since she's been a baby, they've gone to cemetery. So she's grown up with
it. Always doing that.
But even though this, I think she would have been like 13 or something now. And it's long before, but that's how they do it. And I would never judge anyone. Everyone's got a different way. But
I was going to say, you find your own way. Yeah. And with your book, I've heard you talk as well. You are on TV this week. You call yourself a mum of two. You are a mum of two.
Yeah.
But when life gets difficult, reality hits, how do you lift yourself up? How do you make it better?
For a long time, I didn't. And I did a podcast, actually, Paul Brunson. And he said to me, what do you enjoy? Which, this was like, 2 years ago now, I think, or a year ago, I can't remember. And I was like, La Rose, she makes me happy. He was like, no. What do you do for you? And I was like, I have no idea what makes me happy, what I enjoy, what do? I just do it and I wing it and I pretend that I'm fine and I get through that day. But that hasn't always been easy. That has been really difficult to do because I've felt so low and definitely touched on depression and it's affected my body, everything. Like La Rose would never know because we go on play dates, we go to the farm, we do lovely things. But recently I went away with filming and on the bus to like the bus we have, there was a microphone and I sung. And that I remembered because I'd done X Factor when I was 18 twice.
Yeah.
I got to the second day.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to Google that when we get off this podcast.
We need this footage. We do, because we tried for years to find it. I was only 18.
What did you sing?
I sang Whitney Houston and Dance Somebody.
Of course you did.
You must be able to speak to someone at ITV and get it.
I would love to have this, honestly, please, because it's so many years later, do they get rid of their tapes?
Yeah, maybe.
Right. Note to any ITV producers. Can we find footage?
I work with ITV. I should find it.
Yes, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. I'll see if I can have a word.
I know, please. But I found what I enjoy. And it makes... Listen, I'm never going to release a single or anything like that because it would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's just a
hobby.
Never
say never.
Well, it's just a hobby. And I'm going to start having singing lessons because I enjoy it.
Yeah,
good for you.
Do you know what? Absolutely. And I second that. And you touched on it a little bit earlier as well, because you said about sort of writing helped you. It was a little bit therapeutic, I guess, like helped you process it. Yeah. And I think for different people, you express yourself in different ways. For some people, it is speaking or sometimes it's silence. You know, it can be lots of different things. Yeah. And I think from what you're saying, you know, expressing yourself, whether it's writing or singing or whatever, being creative clearly is one of your outlets, which you definitely keep going. Keep up.
And I thought, oh my God, it makes me feel good. And I've sung on the show. I don't know if they're going to show it, but they were like, oh my God, like what, like everyone, all the producers with us. And I've got this mic and can you imagine how bad the sound was because it's on a coach. It's not a proper, it's a tour bus. Yeah. So everyone's like, you know, normally, hi guys, this is like, on your left, you have. But I sang, we had the tunes on and I just enjoyed
it.
I'm seeing a last-minute addition to La Rosa's birthday party this Friday, and I'm seeing a karaoke machine.
Yeah. This is what I want. It's my birthday in September.
Absolutely.
I want the karaoke machine.
That's what you're doing.
I know, I probably look crazy on my own indoors.
Go for it. Get it in the kitchen. Put a karaoke machine in the kitchen.
And this gives me something that I think, you know, there is... La Rose is my purpose, but that's it. But if this gives me something that I actually enjoy and makes me feel good, it does.
Yeah.
I used to love, I don't dance or sing anymore. And that's what I used to do.
Do it.
100%.
Do it.
I think there's definitely a lot of things that people won't know about you still, even though they've seen you on TOWIE.
Yeah.
And certainly the Laura writing this book, for me, they feel like two completely different women.
Really?
Of course, you know, when you back now, what do you think your younger self, I guess, needed to hear the most?
Do you know what? I'm really proud who I've grown into. When I was younger, I went out a lot, partied a lot, you know, I had a great time. But I think I've grown into who I was meant to be very quickly, strong, independent, not worry. There's such more to life. Probably back in the day, especially filming, we'd have a drink, we'd scream and shout. I'd never do that now. I just wouldn't. I'm so mature and I've done it quite quickly, like even becoming a mum. And I just feel like my younger self, why just don't enjoy life? Because you never know what's going to happen. And it's life is too short. And I feel like it's so precious. And just be kind. And yeah, I just feel like just enjoy it. Life's too short.
Are you glad looking back that you look back at those sort of TOWIE days in your 20s and you think, I'm so glad I did all that?
I was driving the other day and I was thinking, because my mum had my brother at 18. And my sisters had, she was 20, 21, and she bought a house and she had a baby and she was going out later on. I couldn't think of anything worse because I've done it and I've had a great time and I'm so glad. I remember just flying to Miami and, I'm so glad I've done that because now I'm so content of being a mum. I cannot wait. We go to bed at 8. Together. And I'm just really pleased that I've lived life before because it doesn't interest me now. I don't know if it's awesome because of what I went through, but I'm just not that girl. I'm a mum and that is what I enjoy. And we have a routine. We've had a routine since she was born and we're still doing it.
And would you say, like, on the sort of similar theme then, because you say that you're very happy and content being a mum.
Yeah.
But do you see yourself differently now? So we've talked about how you see yourself in your 20s, which was party girl, having a great time.
I can't believe I worried about my body. Like that, I know every woman does. They're always like, oh my God, I want to be skinny. Like, you know, I look back and I think, I look bloody great. Like, but I was so like, you know, worried and doing this diet, that diet and training. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like, God, just enjoy it. Look, you lose so much time stressing over things. And now I'm a mum and I've put on weight and I'm still trying to, that's a lot of trauma and everything, but it doesn't bother me as what it would have, you know, because so much more has happened and that I'm doing. I've got this beautiful daughter and that's the last thing. So now I'm into makeup again and I say it in the book, like I completely forgot how to do makeup, how to dress. I didn't know what I was doing. I don't know
that happens to all of us. I think that, honestly, I know like, you've been through a lot.
All these clothes, what the hell were they? It's like, but now I'm getting back into my fashion again and she's nearly 5. It took me a long time, but obviously I would have had a 4-year-old. It's more Luz and Lorena that changed me. Because I totally forgot what I was doing, the makeup, everything. I just didn't have a clue.
Sure. But but you are building yourself back up again. Like you say, you're back in TOWIE. You've had a trip away.
100%.
You've found your singing mojo.
Back 2 years. Yeah. And one of the big bosses said to me, I can just see it. You don't understand. Watching you on the monitor from 2 years ago, you're back, you're coming back, but your confidence, I was like literally a shell. I was so nervous. My first thing back, bear in mind, I've done this for years since I was 22. I'm nearly 40. I didn't know how to film. I still do get that little bit of nerves, like even coming on this at the beginning, and now I've relaxed. But I used to be like second night, I just did it. It's the healing journey. I lost me, and now you can see that I've come back. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So what would your advice be to? Because I know that one of the purposes behind the book was to help other parents who might have gone through similar things. What would be your advice to other mums that have been through something similar? Because I guess like nothing is ever going to happen overnight, or it's not going to happen in a few weeks' time. Like you said, it's taken you four years to sort of build it back. So, but having been through that journey, what would be your advice to other mums that might have experienced similar?
Everyone's different. Everyone's experience is different. And grief comes in different ways. I would obviously say that even though you never ever got over it, there's light at the end of the tunnel where you learn to live with it. You do get it, you know, time is a healer, and you will eventually be able to deal with it in your own way. And there is the way, how can I explain this? What I put in the book, basically saying, I get a lot of messages on social media saying, I've lost my baby. You've inspired me because of you. I want to be that person to show that you're going to be all right. You're going to be okay. You're going to get through this. If you're on your own, I was very on my own. And if you have that support, then that is amazing. That is going to make it even quicker for you and easier because you've got people. I was on my own with a baby and I got through it, and you will too. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It is literally, healing is like, it's up, down, up, down. It isn't a straight path, and it doesn't happen overnight. You can have terrible days, but you've got to remember it's a phase. Each bit is a phase, and you do go through different phases. And I've learned this, and I've done a lot of this without therapy. But my advice is to never give up on yourself or life. Because there's always, whatever, if you go on to have another baby, or you don't, or you're going to find that in the long run, it will always change you, but you'll always be okay.
Yeah, well, you describe yourself as a soldier and other mums as warriors as well. Yes. Where would you say that strength or your inner strength has come from?
Do you know, I've grown to realise that I am quite a strong person. But with anxiety, you know, because you think when you've got anxiety, you're weak, but you're not. My strength has come from, I'll be real with you, is being a mum to LaRose. And I'm so grateful for her, because it would have been a lot more harder if I didn't have her. I'm very open in the book. And I do say there are times when I probably didn't want to be here, you know, and I pushed through that. And she's given me so much more purpose in life. And see how far I've come, and I've started to enjoy things. It took me a long time, and I still don't enjoy things. Like, I dread certain things. I've been invited to a wedding, and I'm like, oh God, what can I say? I don't want to go, you know. And that's crazy. Back in the day, I would have been like, oh my God, can't wait.
What am I going to wear?
Now it's like, no, I just want to be with my daughter. And I do feel like strength. You find that as a mum, you get that strength within you. Believe me. Especially if you have other kids, because I'm LaRose's world, and she's mine.
She's so dependent on you.
Yeah, completely. And I never want her to ever go through. I'm that strong mum. I'm behind her like that lioness, you know, because I didn't have that. So I've lived life, and I've been through a lot, and I'd never let her down.
Yeah,
and that's amazing. Yeah. When you said it before about the phases of grief, which is so true, what's your, based on your experience, because like I said, everyone's experience is different, but on those days when it feels, you say it goes up and down, when it's when you're a bit of a downer, do you go, come on, like look yourself in the mirror and go, come on, Lauren, put some makeup on, just get out, or do you ride with that low, down the wave?
I ride with it, and what I've learned, I think sometimes, feel the feelings. Go with it. Feel sad, have anxiety, cry. Go with it. Don't try and block it. Feel it, because it will pass, and that is part of healing. In any aspects of life, you know, breakups, grief, go through that. Feel it. Be so down, because tomorrow's a new day, and do you know what? You always lift up. It does. It just happens naturally. It's how we're built. We're meant to feel these feelings. You can't constantly be happy or you can't constantly be winning and feeling good. You have to lose and feel so low and down. And I truly believe that is what's got me through it, because there's always a better day. And that is my personal advice. I'm not a professional, but I speak just through experience.
I love that perspective.
Yeah.
I'm sure LaRose loves how strong her mummy is as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell her now, like, you know, I've got her back completely and we speak about, and I really want to know, how was your day? What happened today? You know, and I've got her and she knows any issues, I'm there. I'm up the school. I support her. You know, we've been in the group chat. I'll speak to the other mums. I want everyone to be kind and get on. And we're a good little group, actually, of mums. I live in a village, so we all know each other.
Yeah,
I did it before the school, but if there's any issues, we all speak as adults, so she knows that things are going to get dealt with. And I want her to be open and honest, and that's the best way. If you're having a bad day, a lot of people's industry, you know, social media is so fake and it doesn't show the reality. And I feel like sometimes that's why I do post, because I don't really promote, like, want to speak about or put it out there. But I think, do you know what? No, I'd archive that video of Lorena so many times. And I thought, no, because it's good for other mums and dads to see this, because it's real, you know, and it might help someone. And that's one day when I'm older, I would like to be a speaker for things, just for experience, just to help, you know. I've always said I want to do a charity. There's a lot more with it. It's not as easy as just setting up a charity. There's a lot that you need to do, but that's still on my cards to do. And then even just do talks with groups of people for it, because I feel like that also helps me.
Yeah. Well, you can do that now.
Yeah, I know.
If you wanted to.
Yeah, I could, couldn't I? I don't know why I feel like I have to. I don't know what I'm waiting for, but it's like, because I'm not, I know I'm not at the end, you know. It feels like, no, you know.
No, I hear that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's got to be the right time. It's got to be the right time.
You also sound pretty busy as well.
I'm very
raising your rose, and you're on TOWIE, and you're doing amazing.
I've just done 3 months of filming, and we've got the last week this week. Thank God. It's been great. Yeah. But I'm juggling a lot. There's colour run, there's sports day, there's assembly today. You know, it's all great, and I would never... I don't miss anything to do with school, and LaRose comes first. If I miss filming, I miss filming, it's fine. But I'm very grateful that they've given me a lot of filming time, because it's helped me.
Excellent.
At the beginning, I filmed once a week, if that. But now I do full time. So I've grown.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, it sounds like you're in the full sort of throttles of motherhood now with LaRose, like you said, with her school life, and you're very close. We usually do a round of quick fire mother parenting questions at the end. I'd be up for doing that.
Yeah,
focusing just on your sort of juggling your motherhood life with LaRose and work and everything. But I'm going to hand over to JB for this. Oh, we're all winging it, Lauren. Come on,
literally winging it.
Don't worry, Lauren. It's no trick questions. It's just whatever first comes to mind, all right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. One word to describe motherhood.
Winging it.
The parenting moment that makes you laugh the most.
Oh, God. The makeup. I've literally, all the new makeup in the dressing room is everywhere. I've had to put a lock on the top of the door now. On the outside, so she can't get in. So definitely, she's in my heel.
Like mother, like daughter, then.
Oh, 100%. And there's a million one videos on my phone of her singing in the mirror.
You got it all to come.
I can't delete them.
What's one thing that nobody warned you about becoming a mum?
How much your life is irrelevant. You completely lose your nails, your hair, everything that you want to do. They never say that I felt like your life ends.
Yeah.
But it's a new life. It's a new life that we enjoy. So it's a different, it's soft plays rather than hair salons.
Yeah. Name one thing, if you can, that your mum taught you that you've passed down to your daughter.
What did my mum teach me? Do you know what? As much as me and my mum have a very... Because my mum gave me to my dad at 4. So it was more later in life. My mum is very funny. And I feel like the Rose is the same. We laugh at the stupidest things. We're very like scatty and silly. And I do, even though it's not advice, I do feel like I'm the same with the Rose. We lay there.
She's passed down sense of humour. Like.
Yes.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm the same with the Rose. Kissing and cuddling, laying on the floor laughing. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. All right. Last one. Your guiltiest pleasure as a mum.
Oh, well, I've always loved Disney films.
Disney.
I get into bed. I cannot wait.
It gives you license now to watch any Disney film.
Do you know what? On holiday, they did a kids quiz. The Rose ran outside to the playground. I stayed doing the kids quiz and I won. Because I got every single question right about Disney.
Okay, I'm going to finish it off. What's your favourite Disney film?
Oh, do you know what? We had on Ariel last night. I've loved that.
Little Mermaid.
Because I used to think I was her. There's so many. Ariel, I even love the newer ones. Toy Story went to the cinema recently. Didn't like the fact that it was based around an iPad, though.
Damn it.
I'm like, no, it's so true. Like, we used to play out.
Yeah.
I know.
There's loads.
So
Nemo,
true.
Beauty and the Beast. She hasn't seen that one yet. But I like the new ones where they do the films.
Yeah.
And they've got the film version.
Yeah,
I go and see them in the cinema. It's really sad.
Lion King and all of that.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh,
maybe I could do that in the future, like a panto.
I can feel a trip to Disneyland coming on as well.
I thought this. I'm going to wait until she's like 7 because it's a lot.
Yeah, wait a little bit. I went when Ace was 5.
Yeah,
and it was fine because, like, similar to you, like, he was into cars and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So he did get it. But I think, it's a little bit too young still.
You need, I feel like I need her that bit older where she can enjoy it and walk around all day and not get, you know,
exactly.
Thanks, Lauren. Thanks for coming on today. Looking
thanks
absolutely gorgeous. Lovely to see you smiling
thank
like
you,
this
bye.
As well.
Yes.
Laughing. Because your book is incredibly honest and I think it will help so many parents who are probably navigating grief or motherhood or just simply getting through each day one day at a time.
Of course. No, literally.
So thanks for coming on and trusting us with your story.
Yes, thank you so much.
Had a great time. Thanks, guys.
Well, if today's conversation has brought up difficult feelings for you, then please do know that you're not alone. We'll include links in the episode notes to organisations including SANS, Tommy's and Pandas, who offer specialist support for anyone affected by pregnancy, baby loss and postnatal depression.
Absolutely. Don't hesitate to get in touch if you're looking for support. Thank you for listening to the Net Mums podcast and we will see you again next week. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.